The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menacha is Dav Gimel. As another hagdama, besides to the whole idea of what a mincha represents that we discussed in the previous shir, but let's discuss the concept of a mincha vis-a-vis a korban zevah. And let's understand that a lot of the halachas that we're going to learn over the next few prokim, over the whole masechta really, in Yetz Hashem, have the same basic framework as what we've understood, what we've learned in the Seder HaVoidah L'Gabei Korban Zevach over the previous masechta. We learned in the previous masechta, Masechta Zvochim, that the tzura of a korban is that the cheliko achila of a korban that's after the Zrikas Adam is not Ma'akiv. That Toz Chalom Ve'emurim, Shvich Eshraim Ala Yisoid. Certainly the Achilas, Bailam, the Achilas HaKohanim are not Ma'akiv L'Gabi the Ritzi, L'Gabi the Kapor, the Korban. And the same is true L'Gabi Mincha. There's the Chelek of the Hakrovas HaMincha, the Chelek of the Hachona, the Heksha, and the Hakrovas HaMincha. Then there's the Chelek afterwards of the Achila. That Chelek of the Achila is certainly not Ma'akiv in the Korban. The same way we learned in Zevach that there are four chalokim in that are ma'akiv in the chelik ha'avoido that are part of the ritzui, and there's a whole discussion regarding the hoilocha, where the hoilocha theoretically should be able to be dispensed with, and maybe there's a mandam Reb Shimon who holds that hoilocha we learned in the end of the first pagan Zvachim, that the mandam Reb Shimon that holds that the hoilocha could be dispensed with also holds that there's no psul shalal lishmo. In a machshava psula legabi hoylocha, because it's not an integral part of the avodah, but lamaisa we paskin that way. We paskin that one needs hoylocha. Korban needs four chalokim. We discussed in a shir in the end of the first pagan zvachim what the deeper meaning of that is. But akapanim, there's four parts of the hechshar korban on the way to ritzu. There's the shchita, kabbalah, hoylocha, zrika. The kadmoinim cheshvan out and the korban mincha really is the same thing. The chelek of the shchita, which is being moitzi dam, we discussed that in Shurim and Zvachim, the being moitzi dam from the korban, it's not just the shchita to take away the life of the korban, but it's separating the chelek of the korban to the chelek of achilo, into the chelek of akrova, the chelek of the akrova. Akabarim legabi the ritzu, legabi the kapar is the dam. The dam is taken out of the behemo with the maisa shchita. And that's the first chelek of the korban, the same thing as the kmitza. What's the kmitza? Well, the kohen separates the chelek of the korban, of the mincha, which will go on the mizbech. The rest is lachila. And he's makriv, the haktoras, the kmitza, together with the levoino, that's the chelek ha-krova, that's the shchita. The Kabbalah, which is the heksher of the dam that it goes into klitzoros, and it has to be in the skabla de koin, is the same thing as putting the chelek ha'krov into a kli. And over here, there's something distinct that even though the behema before it's actually hokrav has kedushas korban, but we'll learn in Yitzchak Hashem that mincha until it's put into the klitzoros does not have that full level of kedusha. And the same is true, the Kabbalah, the equivalent of the Kabbalah to be Machshir, the Kmitza for Haktorah al-Gabi HaMizbech, is the Kabbalah in the Klishoris, putting it into Klishoris. There's the Hoylocha, which again has that same discussion about whether it has to be done, whether it's Makkah, whether it has a Psul, Shulay Lishmon. And finally, the equivalent to the Zrika is the Haktorah al-Gabi HaMizbech. Now, obviously what the Chilik is that Shchita by Kabbalahs can be performed by a Zor. We learned the end of the first parak in Zvachim, that shchita enoi avoida, what that means, even though the shchita certainly is an avoida as a psul, shaloi lishmor has to be done aritz peso azor and so on. But since it can be put done by azor, A, B, according to the other rishonim, the pshat is that the shchita is be'etzem the equivalent of shchita that's by every animal that shechted. So, well, it's not existentially an avoida sheba migdosh. Whereas the chelik hashchita, which is the kmitza in the avodas hamincha, has to be done by a kohen because it does not shear any tzar hashava together with shchitas chutz, which is the reason why it has to be done by a kohen, is because it's unique to a korban. Anything that's unique to a korban certainly is avodah. So even though that chelek hashchita, chelek hakmitza really is the same thing, the comparison stops when it comes to the necessity for a kohen. We'll learn from Yitzhak Hashem that the yad of a kohen that does the kmitza is the klisharis. The same equivalent as the klisharis shechting the behema is the same thing. The truth of the matter is we don't even have to look for carbon mincha. Because by a carbon oif, also in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoida, which is the literally the shechita, wasn't shechita, was malika. And malika is also possible bizarre. Even though it's the equivalent of shechita, bezevach. The pshat is, because since it's an avoida that's unique to kachim, and it shares no equivalent with chulin, so over there, there's no halacha that it's kosher afilu bizarre. The same is true, like we just said, by kmitza of a carbon mincha. What needs to be discussed is two parts of the carbon mincha, which are before the kmitza. And the lashon of the Gemara is mikmitza ve'eilech mitzvah sakahuna. The problem is that there's two parts of the mincha, which are before, which is the hagosha, the carbon is brought, you don't have the equivalent to that by shechita. It's brought, since the kmitza was done on the side of the mizbech, by the mizbech, the hagosha bringing in the tnufa of the waving, the picking up of the carbon mincha is also something, maybe it's doimit to smicha, to some extent of a carbon, but tnufa and hagosha also have to be done by a kohen, and still, even though they're part of the avodah, they have to be done by a kohen, the halacha is that they're not, you can't be mefagel. There's no machsheves psul of pigel and shalei lishmo b'shas tnufa v'agosha. The shal is what's the reason for that? If it's a part of the seder ho'avoido, then l'chor they as well as the kmitza etc. should have the din of avoido to be mafagel to pasul shalei lishmo in the rest of the korban mincha. So Tosfos by us on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says dibramasku kolam anochois that. The reason why the lashon of the Mishnah is kolam anochos shenik mitzu shalei lishmo. Why kmitza? Harei the din of shalei lishmo and pigel are by other avoiders. Tosfos avoida kamaisa nokat. The Mishnah stresses the first avoida, like the same way in the Mishnah in Zvachim kol hazvachim shenizbechu zvicha shchita. The Tosfos says, but what din nesina bekli v'helocha v'aktora? The other parts of the avoida, we said nesina bekli is the kabbalah helocha and aktora, which is equivalent to zvicha. Dalad avoida siyesh b'koymitz, keneged dalad avoida siyesh b'dam. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Bayos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara in the beginning of Zvachim. Dalad avoida siyesh b'dam. So Tosfos sets up a klal, dalad avoidos have machshavos that are poislois, and more than dalad avoidos now. Shall the where's that come from? But pashtus, the din is that the shalei lishma, the Gemara is going to learn out that the shalei lishma of menochos are learned out of zvachim, the same way in zvachim. The maisim, the avoidos that pasel, the machshav, and loitoiv are only the dalar avoidos. The same is true by the equivalent dalar avoidos of a carbon mincha. That's one point. Tosfos lemaisim zvachim David Gimel Amud Beis seems to say something else. He says that mikmitza ve'elech is because only mikmitza ve'elech is the chelek of the, since it's daven l'shchita, is the chelek which is ma'akev of the carbon, the chelek before that is before it doesn't have a koyach. He doesn't say, stam exeres akos of dalar avoides. He says that there's a cutoff point, there's a starting point, from where the avoides ha-carbon ha-ma'akvim, that's only mikmitze ve'elech, the same way it's only by carbon, mishchita ve'elech. Before that, not. L'chayu, what he means to say is also, is that the same way the behema before it brought as a carbon, is not a carbon. It has kedusha that's miyuchid for a carbon, but it's not a carbon. When does the mincha become a carbon? When is a chalon and a shem carbon? Only with the kmitza. What's done before that, it's not a carbon, it's maisei avoided, done by the kahanim, on the soilus and so on, all the ingredients that are meant to be a carbon, that are miyuchid for a carbon. But it's not a korban mamish. So mele over there, there's no machshavos ha poislois. Now, we could ask ourselves, the Gemara is going to tell us, the Mishnah is going to tell us later on, minchas koyanim. The halacha is that minchas koyanim is brought kolil. It's not brought the kmitza and the rest of it is eaten. The whole thing is put on the mizbech. Over there, there's a machloikis, but lemaisa, the shittas hold that minchas koyanim do not have kmitza. It's not a kmitza is taken and then put back into the rest of the soilus and then the whole mincha is put on the mizbech. The kmitza is not separated at all. The whole thing is put on the mizbech. L'chayu, you're missing the kmitza. If that's true, then over there, when does it become a carbon? When does it become a carbon? Obviously, you have to say that the kedusha of the carbon is before the kmitza. If it's miyuchad l'kach, then it could be kach even before the kmitza. So you can't say that the starting point of when it's defined as a carbon is the kmitza, because kainim certainly proves not that way. So then you'll have to say, vaita with the nusach of Tarsis by us, that l'maisa, since there are only four subcategories of avodas adam, those four are learnt out, are transplanted also into the process of a mincha, those four vesulei midyan, not more. Let's ask ourselves another question. By their karbonis, that the dam was put on, karbon chatas, where the dam was put on the mizbeach, and there's another part of the process, not just the shechita kabbalah halacha zrika from the kli, but there's a tfilas etzba of the kohen. The kohen puts his finger into the dam, and from there, from his finger, he puts it onto the corner, and the Gemara says, clearly in Zvachim, that over there also there is shalai l'shma, this pigle, even though l'chayetz and avayde for itself. If you say that it's mishchita ve'elech, there is this pigle and shalai l'shma, so I understand tefillas etzba is after that. But if you say that the diktuk of the din of shalai l'shma pigle is dalar avayde v'sul l'elech, Teretz says by us, what about tefillas etzba? The Teretz is, the Rishonim are magdi, the tefillas etzba obviously goes into one of the four. Which one? Since it's the way of taking the dam from the Kabbalah to where it has to go to the Mizbech, so it's done with the halacha. It's a subcategory of halacha, and the same way halacha passes a carbon, b'machshavis psulois, the same is true of tefillas etzba. The Chidushi HaRajba, what's printed, b'shem, nasivis kenim, Chavetz Chaim put together the different mefarshim hakodshim, we have a unique pirush, a mefarish on Maseches Menachos, which is called Chidushi HaRajba. Robo v'gam robo adeis, that's not from the Rajba. One who's familiar with the style of the Rajba, it's certainly not from the Rajba. The Chavetz Chaim is quoted as saying maybe it comes from the Tosis Reed. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Hagdama and Koritz Oros says that maybe it comes from Reb Shloima Minahar, who was the Rebbe of the Rajba. Again, the style of the Chidushi HaRajba is not reminiscent of the classic way of writing of Yerushalayim from any base medrash. What it seems more bedoimed to, for those that have seen different Purushim, is more on the style of the Shittim Kubetzes. Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, who compiled the Shittim Kubetzes, besides for putting together Purushim and the Rishonim, also added his own Samasechtas, more or less, Ksubis most notably, added his own Holach Yelech in learning up the Sugya, most notably Cheshbonis around Yukim in Rashi Tosfos. The style, more or less, of the Chedusha, what's called the Chedusha Rajba, is reminiscent of that style. And it's really the style you find in all the G'dayli Achrenim, the first Tkufa, that Tkufa, the Maribe Rav, we have some of the Chedushim from him, who was the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef. Sometimes the Torah quotes from the Maria Abuav is also reminiscent of this style. It seems to be from the Derech HaLimud of that Tkufa, which is the late 1400s, the early 1500s. It seems like the Chedusha Rajba is not a Rishon. It's maybe from the last Deirus Rishonim, or it's from the early Mamish, the earliest Tkufa of that Kerem. In any case, Chedusha Rajba, we'll call that when we quote from it, because that's what it's been known as for hundreds of years. Chedusha Rajba and Dav Zayin said something interesting in this discussion. He says that there's a chelik of the kmitza, which is the magbia of the kohen. It's after the kmitza is, after the kmitza, there's being magbia the kohen and putting it in the kli. The Rajba on Dav Zayin says that, yeah, there's dalar avoides. Says by mincha there's five avoides. It includes magbia of kmitza, shalai lishma, and pigul will pass even then. But I said, we haven't tested by us that there's dalar avoides. If we stick with that as a model, the working model of a carbon is dalar avoides, it's true by zevach, it's true by mincha, then you can't say it like this Rajba. Another reason to believe this Rajba is not from Rishon, the Rishonim seem to say not that way. If you say by tesis by us, so then you'll have to say that magbia koimitz is part of the kmitza. The same way we just said tefillas etzba is part of the halacha, you'll have to say that the magbia of the hagbos koimitz is part of the kmitza. Now, in this discussion, in Tosfos and Megillah Daf Chof, there's an interesting piece of information. The Gemara learns out in Zvachim, And it's quoted over there in Megillah, Biyoin Tzavoyse, which is a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. The Gavi Kabbonis, the Gemara makes a whole hekesh and Gzeiah Shava, that Biyoin Tzavoyse teaches us a lot of the dinim of what has to be done Biyoin, and not Balayla. We'll have this in the basement. Shut down Biyoin. That's the subject over there in Megillah Dav Chof. It's talking about Kriyas Megillah and other mitzvahs that are done by Yoim. And the Gemara says you need the pasuk Biyoin Tzavoyse to tell you on Hadosh and Tenufa that has to be done by Yoim. V'loy b'layla. And what has to be done by a Kohen, not by a Zohar. And the question is, why does it need a specific pasuk over there? That's the discussion of Taisus. Why does it need a specific pasuk over there? It's b'chlal avaydus ha-kehanim, b'chlal avaydus ha-karbonus. So the same way we know that every avaydus ha-karbonus is by Yoim and it's Ayidei Kohen, the same is true Agosh u'Tnufa. Taisus says over there that Agosh u'Tnufa are not Ayidei Kohen, and maybe you wouldn't be able to learn how that has to be by Yoim, b'yem tzavoyse. It's a pella. We know that Hagoshet Nufa, so the sugis by us are full, Hagoshet Nufa is Dafka Yidei Koyin, not a Zohar. What does Taisis mean? So look how you have to add another level of what it means, Kuhuna in Hagoshet Nufa. What it means is, and this really goes back to what we're saying, there's Dalet Avoidois, there's the beginning of the Karbon, we quoted Taisis and Zvachim seems to say that. Dalet, the process of Dalet Avoidois starts by Kmitza. What's done before that needs a Koyin, but it's not avoida of the carbon that's done by a Kohen. It needs a Kohen the same way there are other things. To look at Maris Nagoyim also needs Kuhuna. It doesn't need Big Day Kuhuna. Hagosha Tufa maybe doesn't need Big Day Kuhuna. Why? Because it's not a chelik of the carbon which starts with Kmitza. It's a preparation to make the carbon, but it's not the carbon itself. L'chayra, that's what Taisa Megillah means. Now, like we just said, theoretically, you could do it without Big Day. The Kohen doesn't even have to wear Big Day Kuhuna. But there's another problem. Taisin Zvachim Daf Samachay quotes that there's a general rule that only a Kohen v'nikra b'nei Aaron al hamizbech, only b'nei Aaron are allowed to do anything that involves coming close, something that involves bringing something, coming close, doing something liyad hamizbech. Amongst the list of things that are done liyad hamizbech, v'nikra v'al hamizbech, zagosh u'tnufa. That's what agosh is, bringing the mincha close to the mizbech. So in the spirit of Nikra of Elam Mizbeach, over there you'll need Kahanim for that reason, and they'll have to be wearing Big Day Kuhuna. But Tzad Atzim Avoido, we discussed in Shurim in the second parak in Zvokim, that a Kohen who's not wearing Big Day Kuhuna, ain't Kuhuna, so all love, he's missing the Shem Kohen. But Tzad that Ken Zayin, that Hagoshut Nufad, since they're before the Kmitza, they're not part of the Korban, you don't need Big Day Kuhuna. But Mitzad of Nikra Ve'elam Mizbeach, for that, the Kohen will have to be wearing Big Day Kuhuna, as in all other parts of the Avodah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.